Live.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. You take control toll free anytime in the next 2 hours because we're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to get interactive with us online at freetalklive.com where you'll find the archive. That's right, the last 6 days of the show, as a matter of fact, fully archived and described. A decent quality level as well. We're not skimping on the quality for you, especially considering they're free.
Yep, free.
So go to freetalklive.com, and you can catch up on the last 6 days' worth of the show. It's, again, on the house, freetalklive.com.
Like everything at Free Talk Live, it's
yes,
on the house.
That's correct.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
We do love the Free State Project.
That's I do. That's for
absolutely
sure.
All right. So we'll talk about anything, whether it be a political or personal issue, whatever it is that's on your mind. That's all it takes. You just call in 800-259-9231. In fact, 9231. You can actually kick off the show. I mean, we come in here every night with different things that we want to talk about. Because we're talk radio hosts, we got our opinions, we got our agenda, we want to push that. But if you literally want to take over from the very start of the show, you can do that. Like Dan in Washington. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Dan.
Hey.
So I'm a porcupine as well, by the way.
Congratulations, Dan. We look forward to seeing you in New Hampshire.
That's right. So I called to talk about the patent and copyright.
Okay.
I mean,
Ian and I were just talking about that before the show started.
Oh, terrific.
So what's on your mind, Dan?
Well, in my mind, it's not whether intellectual property is property. I mean, I think it obviously is because, you know, it's not there until I invented it or until I wrote it or whatever.
Actually, I'm going to disagree with you there, and I've actually,
I know you. Let's say you would.
Well, I'm going to be disagreeing because I've actually done a little bit of research now into my position, because my position has been I'm against intellectual property, but it's only been
and I
based
don't
on,
know why.
Yeah, it's only been based on principle, and it hasn't been based on any sort of evidence. I think the definition of property has a lot to do with something called scarcity. Because that's the reason we have property rights, is because, well, there's only X amount of rocking chairs in the world. You know, there's only X amount of mouse traps, and so therefore, since I have one of them, I need to protect it because you might want to get that mouse trap for me. It's scarce. You know, you have to make sure that you can protect those things. If we had Jason the Communist call in like last week and suggested a replicator machine and how an unlimited source of energy could possibly change our nation, and it would eliminate a lot of the forms of property that we have, because if we had an unlimited form of energy and we had a replicator machine, you would be able to literally create anything in your front, you know, your garage with this replicator machine, and nobody would want to come steal it from you because they could have their own replicator machine, and if they did steal it from you, you could just replicate another one. So therefore, property would totally change, and I think that property has to be finite. In the case of ideas,
I think that's the dumbest thing I've ever frickin' heard.
In the case of ideas,
I think property is based on human activity. It's the result of human action. Okay, when you work, you create property. You know, it could be service, it could be whatever. But I mean, it's
no service.
To me, that's
property. How could you call a service property?
Well, because you get the cash for it, right?
Well, no, you're performing a service. You're doing a task. That's not property.
I own what I get for what I do,
mm-hmm.
right? So I own the cash that somebody pays me for performing the service, right? If I whittle something, I own the little whittled piece of wood. That's my property, right? I mean,
you own the piece of wood, absolutely, because that's finite. There's only that one little piece of wood that you've whittled at that point.
Right.
If someone takes that from you, they violated your property rights. But if you could just infinitely manufacture the little pieces of wood, then it wouldn't matter, especially if there was no cost involved. It wouldn't matter if people took them from you. You could just keep making them.
But I would lose the benefit to me of doing it. Right? I mean, if I make a painting, or I make a song, or I make a whatever, I'm doing it because I want to get a benefit to myself. Right?
Are you? There's a lot of people that that get into music because they love music and they just want to, you know, share their music with other people. And if they happen to profit from it, then
well, that's
all
up
the better.
To them,
mm-hmm.
right? If they want to give something away, fine. But it's right. it's something to give away. It's
so here's the key, Dan. Are you a painter? Are you somebody who creates?
I'm a former retired computer engineer.
Computer engineer. Okay.
So,
well, let's
I wrote software. Okay.
Okay. Let's pretend that you're a. Pretend that you're a painter.
Right.
So you paint a beautiful painting, and you want to protect that painting, right? Because it's yours. You deserve to profit from it in your mind, correct?
Right.
Basically, what you're telling people in your support of intellectual property is you're telling me that if I have a canvas that's mine, if I have a set of paints that a set of paint that is mine, you're telling me that you are going to have the government come to my house and prevent me from organizing the colors that I have on the canvas that I have in this very same exact rows and columns that you happen to organize yours. You are preventing me from organizing my property in the way that I wish if it happens to be the same organization that you created prior to me. Does that make sense?
And presumably because you saw mine and used mine to create yours.
Do you remember Zoe last night?
This is a key point, right? I mean, if two people do things independently and make something that happens to be the same, that's different, right?
Dan, let me jump in here for a second. Do you remember Zoe from last night?
Yeah, right.
Who, you know, she did all this work on a website.
She's our newest Shriner,
and
by
she,
the way.
And really, all she did was arrange a bunch of ones and zeros mm-hmm. in sequential order, and this huge long number of ones and zeros
right.
came out to a website that
correct.
she called her own and she made money from,
mm-hmm.
and then somebody next door or you know somebody in the same town as her cut and paste her website onto their website and changed a couple of key things and suddenly they had a website.
Right.
Now, are you telling me that you know somehow just because the government is forcing you not to put those ones and those zeros in that sequential order because Zoe is preventing you from doing it, that somehow you're able to do that?
Somehow I'm able to...
That you should be, like, morally able to do that, and then benefit and profit off of it.
I don't think it's necessarily moral, but at the same time, by the way, I did go, she sent us the links to the websites, mm-hmm. and I did go and check what the other guy's site looked like.
Yeah.
It really wasn't identical. I mean, yeah, he probably did borrow what she said that he did, but it certainly wasn't an identical site. And
were the
top,
colors the same?
The colors were not the same.
Okay.
Probably one of the easiest things to change.
The layout wasn't exactly the same either. And then again, man, which we're getting back into this difference in degrees. You know, how far different does it have to be to qualify as not the same?
Well, that's what courts are for.
Well, now that's another great point. So you've got somebody that rips off your website. Can you afford to go hire a lawyer to take those people to court? Really? Can you?
If it's a loser's pay system, then there shouldn't be a problem because you should have been so ripped off that you can take this guy in and jerk him around. So if you get to use the negative, if you get to use the Libertopia format, then so do I.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I'm sorry.
I mean, protecting property is definitely
you know in your heart
something
this
government
is stealing,
is.
Man.
Let Dan say what he's got to say, man.
I think protecting property is something government definitely should do, right? I mean, like the government.
If you're
going to
have a government,
sure
that's what they should do.
Hmm?
I agree. If you're going to have a government, Dan, that is what they should do. I agree with that.
Right. I mean, like the title to my land. You know, how do I know that I own my land and somebody else doesn't come along and say they own it? Well, government keeps track of titles.
Well, otherwise, I mean, there's homesteading. You know, that you put up a fence around your property that you've obviously delineated what is your property from somebody else's property. But yeah, the title helps. But again, there we're talking about something that's tangible, something that is in finite supply. And I think that there's a real key difference between things that are in a finite supply and ideas. Dan, great call. Thanks for it, man. Call us again sometime, okay?
All right.
1-800-259-9231. I just think we should set ideas free. And we'll get to an email about this coming up, ftl@freetalklive.com. It's an email that's on your side, man, which, so this is your
they're
show.
All going to be. It's good sense. It's logic.
Free Talk Live.
We'll be right back. We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics has literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using 5 different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. You take control toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
This is the Tuesday night edition of the show. And as usual, we're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time. So join the fun on the phones. And don't forget to also join us online at freetalklive.com and check out the newest Shriner that we have there. You mentioned Zoe during that last segment, Manwich. She is from Australia. She called in last night. And then she sent her picture. And so I put her up on the website at freetalklive.com. She's for real. She's even got koalas in her picture.
It's crazy.
It's a great picture.
I couldn't believe it. I thought, now that has to be wallpaper.
Nah.
And those are koala bears.
She apparently went out in her backyard just happened to see some koalas in one of the trees. They're not like they're her pets or anything. They just happened to be there, and so she figured she'd really authenticate the fact that she was from Australia.
Wow.
So
I mean, I don't think I could get squirrels to take a picture of me, and I guess that's the closest thing that I can, like,
that's,
you know,
the Florida animal, right?
You know, squirrels, they're running around in
some
my trees.
Mangy mutt or scraggly cat. Those are the only other two animals you tend to see in a neighborhood in Florida.
Yeah. Birds.
Yeah, well, yeah, birds.
But they can fly in and out.
Yeah. 1-800.
I saw in my neighborhood, like, a little flock, I don't know, 20 ibises. I don't know like how you say
that. Is that a bird?
Ibi.
Okay.
Ibises.
Whatever.
It is a little bird. It's with a long, skinny snout, and it, like, sticks its nose in the ground and, like, goes looking for bugs. But it was in a neighbor's yard, and I guess, you know, they were looking
That's
for bugs.
That's really exciting. Let's go to Brandon in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, good.
Great.
Did you guys notice that my validated trainers were actually fake?
Oh, is that you that did that?
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, okay. I figured somebody was bored. Last night when I checked the email, we had a couple of validated Shriners with quotes around them, and it was just some of the worst Photoshop work that I've seen in a while. It was a good try, though, Brandon.
All right.
Well, practice.
You guys got me. Well, just wanted to talk to you about the FAA.
But Zoe is absolutely real. There's no doubt about her.
I'll have to check that out when I need to get some time.
FreeTalkLive.com. All right, Brandon, what now? FAA?
FAA.
Is that the Future Farmers of America?
That's FFA.
Oh, okay,
I'm talking about the Federal Air Travel or Air Traffic Administration.
I think it's Aviation Administration.
Aviation, okay. I wasn't clear. I wasn't very sure. Of all the federal institutions, I think that one should stay.
Why?
Why then?
Because I cannot imagine air traffic being totally unregulated. I believe that air traffic would be chaotic and people would wreck into each other. Now, I believe the Constitution should be amended before we continue any further.
Are you being facetious, Brandon?
I am dead serious.
Really?
I am
now,
serious.
Are you somebody who flies an airplane?
My father is.
Okay. So you've been up with him before?
I've been up with him before, and I know there's a lot of space in there, but you'd be surprised. I think, and especially with the way the FAA works with all the other countries and how they interlink all the communications networks and whatnot, I believe that it's probably a good idea. And secondly, I think maybe I kind of like the ideas of inspections on planes because I wouldn't like an airplane flying into my house.
Wait, how's an inspection gonna prevent an airplane?
Just to make sure that the airplane is not isn't breaking down.
Okay, Brandon, both of the things that you have mentioned, while I understand where you're coming from, that you want to be safe.
One last thing.
Yeah.
If you can give me an article from Lou Rockwell or Ayn Rand about a way we could privatize it, I would read it in a heartbeat because I'd love to hear your solution.
Well, here's what I would say to it. I mean, both of the concerns you brought up are legitimate. Safety. I mean, if you're going to be flying around in the sky, you want to be safe, right? It's probably more dangerous to fly than it is to drive, although statistics say otherwise. I mean, as far as, like, passenger jets.
Well, the air traffic is a lot less, I believe.
Well, yeah, that's true. Mm. But
it won't be soon. If you made a, libertopia situation, you wouldn't have, air traffic would be, you know, quickly go on the uptick.
I think the one thing you have to remember, Brandon, is that the market wants to protect its clients. You know, the market has a serious interest in providing you with safe products. I mean, if you just look at the automotive industry alone, you can see plenty of auto commercials on television. 5-star rating, safety rating, number one safest car in America. That's a big selling point for automobiles.
It is.
The Pinto never advertised tap it in the rear end, it blows up.
I don't think the Pinto advertised. I don't think the Pinto advertises being a safe car either, though.
That's true. But I just see that as far as landing and airports, I mean, maybe it could be done privately.
First of all, I will direct you to John Stossel Goes to Washington.
Okay.
I can't tell you where you can find it. I don't know if there are any copies available on the internet, but it's a fantastic 1-hour-long presentation from John Stossel. And within that presentation, he takes a look at airports. He doesn't actually look at the mechanism of flying and the regulations around it, but he does focus in on one part of the FAA, and that is on their regulation of the air traffic control towers. A lot of these are government-run, and they're still using vacuum tube technology
See, I don't doubt that. I definitely believe that libertarian reforms are overdue in the
Future Farmers of America?
They were sliding, Brandon, that you talked about like some interlinked network. Maybe they have that, but at a lot of actual air traffic control towers, as of a couple years ago at least, they were still sliding notes to each other on rails. Like if you had to communicate to the guy across the air traffic control tower, you would put a little note on a rail, like much like you do at a fast food joint or something.
That's crazy.
And zing! You slide it down to them. I mean, that's the level of technology that these people are at.
Yeah, I don't doubt that at all, and I would never believe that the FAA actually is efficient, but it's just a program, it's an institution that, with a constitutional amendment, I would be okay with until I hear or read, or like you said, watch Stossel's presentation or read something different.
Brandon.
Because this
is Manwich, and I'm with you. I think that the FAA is, in fact, the air version of ground police. And I think that they are, they're terrible as far as, being backwards and doing
Absolutely.
Things inefficiently.
Mm-hmm.
But I think
but
that
okay
you have to
it.
Have authority.
You're okay with it.
In certain circumstances.
The problem is, Manwich, you just don't trust the free market. I mean, we've seen it with intellectual property. That one, I understand you have a real tough time getting a grasp on. I'm having a tough time with it myself. But the FAA...
That's not the free
why
market.
Why can't you trust the free market with the FAA?
Why can't I trust the free market with stoplights? I don't understand is if one guy's coming from one direction and decides, screw that red light. I'm going through. Somebody's got to be there and who can give him a ticket. Otherwise, he's going to endanger people's lives. And your whole free market solution does not work with law enforcement,
man. At most intersections, dude, there's no cops there to stop anybody who runs through a red light.
Yes, but there's the threat of a cop. And if you take that threat of a cop away...
I didn't say that we should take the threat of the cop away.
Then but that's what you're talking about.
Why don't
about
we just not talk about roads right now, man?
It's not roads. It's air travel. It's the
FAA.
Same thing. The FAA.
If it wasn't for the FAA,
little lines on maps and calls them, air.
If it wasn't for the FAA, we would have flying cars by now.
Absolutely.
Well, see, again, like I said, libertarian forms are definitely overdue. Libertarian reforms are definitely needed in the FAA. And again, with a constitutional amendment, I think I could deal with it.
Well, Brandon, check out that John Stossel special.
I will definitely do that, though, Ian.
You'll talk to us again, I'm sure.
I refuse to say it's completely FAA's fault, and I'll tell you when I come back.
What's completely FAA's fault?
I refuse to say that the fact that we don't have flying cars now is completely the FAA's fault.
All right. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the show. It is your show. Free Talk Live.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR, or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Anything goes. Dan here with you.
And Manwich.
Manwich, the security blanket boy. You can go to freetalklive.com and you can get live streaming there. We got a broadband stream. We've got the not-so-broadband stream. Everybody who's on the internet can listen live free at freetalklive.com. So, Manwich, you were going to tell me why it is that it's not just because of the FAA that we don't have flying cars right now?
Yes.
Okay. I'm all ears.
The government, in and of itself, has perpetuated itself. The FAA sees inefficiency in other government programs, and therefore copies it because...
Wait, the FAA copies inefficiency in other government programs?
Sees inefficiency in other... Now, if you pared down government programs, if there were fewer government programs, mm-hmm. you would see the government programs that continued to exist would become more efficient. And the reason is because efficiency would surround them. There would be so much free market stuff going on around,
right.
efficiency would increase, mm-hmm. and the FAA then would have to catch up, and it would do things like, you know, allowing, you know, cars, the air cars.
I agree with you that if we had a more free market, the FAA would probably get into shape a little bit more so. But that certainly wouldn't stop it from being inefficient, and it wouldn't stop it from being bureaucratic and virtually worthless.
The same way that the post office was probably, in the 1850s, was probably bureaucratic and inefficient,
mm-hmm.
but wasn't...
Try the 1960s.
I'm saying the 1850s, though. In the 1850s, it was bureaucratic and inefficient, but not surrounded by a huge government monolith
mm-hmm.
that, you know, that subjugated the citizens like it does now.
I see.
So it just happened to be bureaucratic and inefficient.
Mm-hmm.
Which the FAA will be, at, you know, if we...
So are you arguing to keep the FAA the same size, or are you arguing to cut it down to a bare minimum function?
You know that I'm always going to want to bring any government agency under control, you know, and bring it down to the smallest it can be, but I think that it still needs to be there.
But you won't feel safe unless the FAA is there protecting you. Is that right? Please! Please, Big Mama Government, please protect me. That's basically what you're saying.
I think that there need to be laws on where you can fly around in the air,
mm-hmm.
yes. Because the fact is, somebody's going to jump into a little airplane.
Why don't we have 50 different FAAs then? Would that be better? I could meet you halfway on that one, man.
I don't see how you can have authority if you have more than one organization. Like that.
It would be one for each state. Makes sense to
me. Okay, okay.
Would that be better?
The airspace over us.
Because then that would actually give you a little more competition. Because then you've got a bit. Well, that's one of the reasons why government agencies function.
I thought you were just pulling the 50 thing out of the air.
No. That's one of the reasons why government agencies function at a bare minimum. Like, that's why the police department will show up at all when you call them. Because there's a chance that you'll get fed up and move to the next county over, you know, where the policing is a little bit more effective. I mean, that minute amount of competition still helps the system as it is. So if we could bring more competition to the FAA structure by allowing each state to have its own regulations, or none at all, if a state so chose, then I think that'd be a lot more towards what you're looking for, like a more less centrally controlled FAA, one that's not as bureaucratic and structured, maybe one that is more effective.
Well, there are problems inherent in this, though. For instance, if your state-run FAAs have different rules on the aircraft,
mm-hmm.
For instance. Let me give you an example. Home Depot is currently trying to get the federal government to regulate ceiling fans. They want one nationwide ceiling fan standard rather than 50 statewide ceiling fan standards, because currently, you know, they get in a ceiling fan made in this particular state, they can't sell it in that state.
That's their fault for wanting to do business in 50 different states.
What if you want to fly your little airplane across four or five states and they change the rules?
That's your responsibility. I mean, if you want to carry a gun into different states, you're coming across all kinds of different rules. Are you going to argue for federal gun control now? I mean, like total federal gun control?
What?
Because it would make things easier? When you go into another state, if you don't have a concealed permit, for instance, in that state, and they don't have reciprocity with the state that you're coming from, meaning that they don't recognize, like, the state of Florida and their rules for gun control, if you're carrying a weapon, you're in violation as soon as you cross that state border. So it's on you to be a responsible citizen and do the research. What you're arguing for is just laziness. You're arguing for the government to pick up the ball and make life easier for you at the cost of all of our freedom, man, which I have a problem with that.
Lots of people want the easy solution.
Well, they can go have it somewhere else, because I don't want it in my state. I'd rather have buyer beware. I'd rather have caveat emptor. You know, look out for your own. Look at consumer reports. Do a little bit of research before you go and sell fans at Home Depot. I mean, it doesn't look like Home Depot's having the biggest amount of trouble. I mean, they're the number two retailer in the United States.
I think it's crazy that they would be able to get, that Congress would be arguing over ceiling fan specifications.
Thank you.
I didn't argue that should be the case. I'm just explaining that there is a demand for that, and the supply,
sure,
and supply will, the
you're
government
right,
only tries to supply a demand, which
you're
is...
You're absolutely right about that. Politicians get out in front of parades. That's what they do. They're parade leaders. They spot a parade, they run out in front of it and pretend like they were there the whole time. And in fact, you're right, there is a demand for big government in the United States, which is why we're going to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, because I've had enough of it. That you're right, people in America are lazy. That's why they haven't been paying attention to what's been going on with their government. They haven't even noticed their freedoms being ripped away from them on a weekly basis in this country, because they have a demand to be lazy. They demand the ability to be able to go to their menial job during the daytime and come home and drink a six-pack at night, fall asleep, and then come back, go back to their job the next day and repeat it all over again until they're old enough to retire, and then they can sit around and watch TV all day, and then they can die eventually. That's what most people want, but that's not what I want, and how dare they try to force their system on me because they're the majority. I've had enough of it. People are so lazy in this country, and I absolutely agree that that people get the government they deserve. Most of the people in America deserve this tyrannical state that we have. They deserve this $2 trillion federal government, and who knows how many trillions of dollars the state governments total up. They deserve it because they're not watching. They're not paying attention. They don't care enough to get out on tax day and go out to their post office and protest the taxes that they have. They don't care enough to even read the damn newspaper, or even pay a little bit of attention to the world that goes on around them. So they absolutely deserve the loss of freedoms that they're getting. But I don't deserve to sit here and lose my freedoms just because all my neighbors around me want to be lazy. Sick of it.
I have to agree with you on that.
So that's why it bothers me a little bit when I hear you crying for security from the government.
A little bit. I'm talking about the FAA. I don't want airplanes flying into each other over my
house.
That's
your pet program? Somebody else is going to have their pet program?
It's not a freaking pet program.
Let me ask you this, Manwich. If you could have an extra, let's say, $10,000 a year as a result of not having to pay taxes for the federal government, would it be worth that extra $10,000 a year and the accompanying freedoms that you would get to not have the FAA? Would you be willing to give up the FAA if you could get rid of all the other crap can government programs you don't like?
I don't think you can give up the FAA, and I don't think the market
you
can
didn't
supply
answer my
authority.
Question,
no.
So you're not willing to give up what you've got. You're not willing to give up your pet program, but you want everybody else to give up their pet program.
That
hypocrite, Manwich. You're a hypocrite.
Law enforcement. You must have law enforcement.
800-259-9231.
You're an anarchist. You want chaos.
Fire and brimstone!
The FAA is not a law enforcer. They're a bureaucratic, do-nothing organization. 1-800-259... They still use vacuum tubes. Come on. 259-9231. 800-259-9231. I'd love to hear from an actual pilot who has an opinion on this. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You take control of the show toll free and bring up any topic you want, whether it be a personal issue or some sort of political thing. 1-800-259-9231. This is Ian here with you. And man, which don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We got the bulletin board system there with hundreds of users interacting, thousands of posts for you to take a look at. It's kind of like the Free Talk Live playground, basically. I just have fun. I just have so much fun on the BBS. There's so such a variety of opinions, such a variety of different people participating there. It's really just a blast. FreeTalkLive.com. It's absolutely free. Anyway, the show about your calls, let's go to Wayne in Nebraska. Wayne, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hi there, Manwich. I had a question for you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Do you believe in codes and stuff for the city?
You know,
when they build stuff?
I can see their value, but I also, I really got to wonder. Like, most of it seems like a revenue-generating source for city governments. And I wouldn't like to see nails popping out of people's homes. And I do believe that in a lot of cases, builders are more small and local businesses, and that those are more likely to rip you off because they have, they can come and go. They can be fly by night, as it were. And, so there might be, it might be better to have laws to regulate that to some extent.
Okay, but then with the laws, they have inspectors, right?
Yes.
Okay, the inspectors are paid by the city, right?
Right.
So if the inspector passes it and it's not up to code, then your government's a failure, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, and you don't have any sort of recourse against them.
You really
false
don't.
Inspections.
No, you don't. You know, it's just like some furnaces I had put in my apartment building when it was built brand new. I didn't buy it new, but of course I acquired it. But anyway, they didn't have combustion air. They didn't have vents for the combustion air. And I figured that out for them, but I used to work for the gas company. But that was just one of the examples I wanted to bring up. And another one I wanted to bring up, I hope I have time, but
yeah.
When
yeah.
I was in the Army, we were taught on old World War II equipment. I'm talking about radio relay, carrier type of stuff.
Okay.
And never really taught on the new stuff, you know. And everything that looks to me like the government is nothing more than, including the FAA, is nothing more than a to me, it's a big farce. I just, you know.
It absolutely is. It's nothing more than a mafia protection racket, in my opinion.
Wayne. The only time that I believe in the government taking care of problems is when I just can't see how the free market can handle it.
Right. Sometimes we can't see that because we've been raised without a free market. We don't understand what the free market could generate. And in the way of codes, gosh, that's the easiest thing to get government out of. I tell you, man, I've had experience with, you mentioned businesses being fly by night. I have bad times with licensed businesses. The licensing process just keeps the big businesses in the game and protects them from competition from the little guy who really does want to get in there and provide a good product and service. Instead, I'm stuck with a crap can product and crap can service from the licensed plumber here in town. I happen to find a good plumber, but this one guy was terrible. Terrible, and I'm not going to take him to court over it because it'd be a total waste of effort and a waste of time for what was a $600 job. But it was money down the drain for me. The codes and the licensing didn't protect me from shoddy service. Period. And as far as keeping your house safe, builders that want to have a reputation, a builder that wants to build a 4th, 5th, 6th, 100th house is going to have their houses up to spec. For instance, as an example, modular homes built in a factory. They actually hire third-party inspection firms, not the government. They hire third-party independent inspection firms to come in there at random times, unlike the government that announces its appearances, to actually come in and inspect the houses while they're being built. So I believe that the free market would provide you with a better house, period.
I think it would, but not period. I think it would provide you with a better and a worse house than what
I
we have currently.
Sandwich. You know, too... the city here makes me carry a license for the apartment complex.
Okay.
But yet, I'm right now renting the housing, and they're also the city, and they'll fail at the government makes me carry a license for it. You know, that's more revenue for them, of course.
It's just extortion.
So you own the apartment building?
Yes, sir.
Okay, got it. Yeah, that's just a yearly extortion, like Manwich is saying. It's just a basic threat to remind you that if you don't pay, Wayne, we're going to take that building from you.
Yeah.
Not really your building, unless you pay us this money every year.
And of course, the taxes here, I don't know how they are there, but boy, the taxes here are just enormous. People,
they can't get worse than here.
Well, maybe not, but
I bet California is worse.
California is worse.
Yeah.
Well, we're losing our industrial base here. We've lost a lot of jobs out of Lincoln, and
you can thank more government regulation for that one, Wayne, because government regulation puts people out of jobs, makes creating products and services cost more, and so therefore they can't hire the people that they need to.
Well, we can't. I don't see how the government can run. I don't see how the city can run on just the government jobs here and the university.
They can't. They can't. They don't understand that. I mean, eventually it will come to a screeching halt because they'll halt the economy. But we got a little ways to go before that happens.
Well, they've built so many of these expensive homes here. I don't know where the people are coming from. I don't know where they're getting their money. But it just, I'm afraid that when the economy hits, it's just, I mean, when our economy goes south here, I don't think there's anything going to bring it back.
Oh, by the way, man, would you are questioning that. We were talking about the money system and whether or not it would crash anytime soon, and you kind of were blowing that off. In this month's Libertarian Party news, there's a quote from a former Federal Reserve chairman who actually said that the chance of a currency crisis happening within the next, 3 years or something like that is going to be 75%.
What's a currency crisis?
I don't know, but
like?
It sounds bad. It's a crisis. Wayne, thanks for the call, man. Great call.
Oh,
we appreciate it.
The sky is falling. The sky is falling.
1-800-259-9231. So I
buy
say
gold.
I say no to to codes. Codes are just government protection racket. Period. This is your show. You take control. You bring up what's on your mind, just like Wayne and Brandon and Dan have done. This has been a good show so far, man, which we haven't had to do any prep. It's Free Talk Live. We're
coming
up.
I've got things I want to talk about. So do I.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means you can stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269 or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You take control toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com and grab yourself the updates. You just click updates, sign up. Takes you maybe a minute or two to sign up, and then from that point on, we'll send you emails whenever there's something you need to know about the show. Like last night, I sent out an email about our newest Shiner on the website, which is Zoe from Australia, and you should go take a look at her. She's kind of cute, Manwich.
Yeah.
Yeah. FreeTalkLive.com, and the accent, we had her on the air. She's for real. That girl is
yes.
really from Australia. Which is cool.
You've just been burned a couple of times on fake female callers
right.
or listeners. That now you think now you really question everything. I just don't think we should question them that hard.
Well, you should have seen. Well, okay, I don't question them that hard, I guess. But if they're obvious fakes, we're going to question them anyway. 1-800-259-9231. Talking about, I guess, a variety of things as usual this evening. We've been everywhere from patents to the FAA to apartment codes. And did you have something that tied in, Manwich? I thought that you said that you did.
What's that? Oh, yeah, I do.
Otherwise, I have something.
For apartment codes? Or you're talking about the... I'm sorry. I got confused for a second. The USDA is revamping the food pyramid.
Right.
Yeah. And you know how I like this.
Now, didn't we already report on this like a couple months ago?
Well, sort of. We reported on the government had released its exercise studies, which was the government recommends... You know, the government recommends that you do 30 minutes to an hour and a half of exercise every day.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of nonsensical Orwellian statement is that? I mean, it's like saying you should get 3 to 9 hours of sleep a night. 3 to 9 hours of sleep.
Yeah, because 90 minutes of exercise
a day is a lot different than 30.
7 days a week is... Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, like it's like a school year.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense. So, and the government telling you whether or not, how long you should exercise, what? Does anybody listen to this? I mean, it's so stupid.
I don't know. That's a good question. How many people take the government press release, and then all of a sudden, oh, I'm only exercising for 25 minutes a day. I better kick it up a notch.
I mean, how long before Sergeant Slaughter busts into your work and gets everybody out on the, and the macadam there to doing jumping jacks before work? you always used to see
Sergeant Slaughter.
The Japanese people doing? I don't know. It's so weird.
So now,
world are they thinking about with
these
regulations?
I thought that the new exercise suggestions came out with the food pyramid, but I guess they were just talking about that they were working on a new one.
It's probably the same giant fools that are putting them both together.
So now we have a new food pyramid. Is it inverted, or is it the actual pyramidal structure?
They haven't actually revealed. They're revealing. This is the noise leading up to the fear.
Oh, and I bet it'll be like the new currency. Like, whenever they come out with a new design of the $20 bill, they always put millions of dollars into promoting it. As though you have another, as though you have another choice of government bill to use. Like, just check out the new 20. Look at all the security features. It's
so
great.
They don't want people thinking that it's a counterfeit money.
Well, I'm just imagining that they're going to just dump all kinds of money into... Look, we've got a new food pyramid. Go get yourself your free food pyramid poster. Send $5.95 shipping and handling. We'll see. I mean, I'm sure they'll have all kinds of crap like that. Not to mention they'll put stuff out at the kids with the schools and have them bring it home to their parents so they can help indoctrinate them. More Free Talk Live is on the way. Your calls as well at 800-259-9231. Hour 2 is coming up.
If you're